New Hampshire is a northeastern state of postcard perfect scenes like this. Time seems to slow in its tiny scenic towns. Until presidential candidates rush into the state once every 4 years, they bring along their noisy competition and nasty campaign ads.
Romney's economic plan, timid.
One state can stop the chameleon.
Republican and Democratic voters choose their nominees state by state in primary contests like New Hampshire's. But voters here are better off financially than the rest of the country. High-priced items do well in New Hampshire's big cities. This Lexus dealership in Manchester is moving into a new $7 million showroom. The general sales manager says the last quarter earnings were fantastic.
When people have money, they have money.
But that's not what's driving people who live far from city buildings. Here, New Hampshire's country roads lead to financial rough times that have soured many on this year's presidential primary. Franny Longo shapes wood for a basket company. She's worked here for 25 years.
I've been able to make ends meet. That's about all I can say, you know. I'm struggling, working hard to make ends meet.
Longo works at the Peterborough Basket Company. It's been around for more than 150 years, a true made-in-America company, with wood from New England ash trees, medallions from Rhode Island, and leather straps from Massachusetts. It's a successful business, which grew 38% last year. But owner Joan Dodds will cast a vote for change in Tuesday's primary.
I think the country's in trouble, and we need to do something. And not wait too much longer.
New Hampshire's state motto is live free or die. Residents here are fiercely independent, but also fiercely undecided when it comes to the primary. Matt Rocca knows how to finish off a bicycle basket, but he doesn't know who will get his vote.
Not quite yet. We'll start looking later on.
And he figured out.
Neil Levesque is a New Hampshire native who's worked on numerous campaigns. He now runs the Institute of Politics at St. Anselm College in Manchester.
New Hampshire voters will wait until the last minute before they are concrete about what they're going to do. And they will switch. If a candidate makes a big mistake, they will switch. And New Hampshire is also known for big upsets.
The big upset would be if Mitt Romney, the former governor of an adjacent state, were to lose. Polls show him in the lead at about 40% among Republican candidates. He's so confident that he campaigned Thursday in South Carolina, which holds its primary after New Hampshire. But with the many undecided voters in this state, all of the candidates will fight hard in the coming days, selling themselves to the residents who have money and those who do not. In Peterborough, New Hampshire, Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.